When a country recalls its ambassador, it is a big deal diplomatically. It means a major break in the relationship of two nations. This week, France recalled its ambassador to Italy, creating, some say, the worst crisis between the two countries since World War II. The government of President Emmanuel Macron says Italian leaders are interfering in French domestic politics after Italian Deputy Prime Minister Luigi Di Maio met with yellow vest protesters, Gilets Jaunes, in Paris. To understand the stakes of the situation, we turn to Mario Del Perro, an Italian history professor at Sciences Po in Paris. He says he's concerned, but not surprised.
I think there is a short-term electoral convenience. Attacking Macron, visiting Paris, meeting with the Gilets Jaunes, and the Italian Vice Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister Luigi Di Maio, he met with Christophe Chalençon, who is one of the most radical, extreme members of the Gilets Jaunes, someone who called for a civil war in the country. Well, doing all of this is a way to gain some easy electoral points in the forthcoming vote for the European Parliament. It represents, however, visible interference in the domestic affairs of another country, of a key ally, of a member of the European Union, of a member of NATO, is something highly unusual and ultimately unacceptable, as Macron has made clear.
Yeah, and in that sense, I want to know what you think about this kind of big headline that, you know, the two countries' diplomatic relations haven't been this bad since World War II. I mean, it sounds like this is serious, but perhaps more melodrama than, you know, this existential fight between fascism and a free Europe.
Yeah, we are not in the spring of 1940. Fortunately, that's the last time the French ambassador was recalled after the Italian declaration of war. But that the European government, one of the most important European governments, that of France, decides to recall the ambassador from another major European country, well, that gives us an idea of the crisis Europe is facing, and also of the return, unexpected and somehow disturbing, of a sort of hyper-nationalism, which is very visible in the case of Italy. Italy has long been a very pro-European, pro-EC, pro-EU country, which in the last few years has undergone a major change, political, but one could say also public, in the political culture of the country. And nowadays, this kind of hyper-nationalist line and message, they seem to be predominant. The majority in Italy seems to appreciate this kind of line. And as I say, it's very disturbing because Europe, which is facing multiple arcs of crisis, immigration is just one of them, Europe needs anything but a return of intra-European conflicts and tensions.
Mario Del Perro, professor of international history at Sciences Po in Paris. Thanks very much for your time and for explaining this all.
Thanks for having me.